We often worry about the outsourcing of American jobs. Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee is sounding the alarm about another issue, what he calls the insourcing of brain power. And he wants to make sure that can continue. There are some 500,000 foreign students in the United States, many in science and engineering, a force Alexander says gives this country an essential edge. But the post-9/11 security crackdown and a perception abroad that the U.S. no longer welcomes foreigners may threaten that. Senator Lamar Alexander joins me in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You were Education Secretary in the early 90s.
I was.
Before that, you were President of the University of Tennessee and a governor of that state. Mm-hmm. What, from your perspective, is the importance of foreign students here in the U.S.?
Let me give you an example. When I was president of the University of Tennessee in 89 or 90, it was the time of Tiananmen Square in China. And there were 30,000 Chinese students in the United States at that time. And I remember recommending to then-President Bush that he should grant them immediate citizenship. And I said to him, if you do that, they're the brightest students in that country of 1 billion people. And if all 30,000 of them stayed here and did their work and did their research creating jobs for us, it would be the same as all the German scientists who came here after World War II. It would be the brain power that gives us our high standard of living. We take for granted the fact that 572,000 students come from overseas to study at our great research universities, at our national laboratories. Half the graduate students in engineering and science are from overseas.
This has been the case for a number of years, or is this an increasing phenomenon?
It's been the case since World War II. Half our new jobs have come since World War II from advances in science and technology. We take for granted the fact that we have about 5 to 6% of the people in the world in the United States, and each year we produce about a third of the money. Now, why does that happen? Brain power, science and technology. And who's doing that? About half of them are from overseas.
This raises the question why more Americans aren't filling these roles.
Well, one reason is our higher education system and our laboratories are so good that we just attract the brightest people in the world here. And so they're better than a lot of our folks. Secondly, we haven't grown our own as aggressively as we could. That gets into a lot of questions about our math and science teaching in elementary and secondary schools, our failure to pay PhDs as well as we pay people who graduate from college. There's not a market in our country for the kind of advanced learning.
Whereas a student overseas, this is a very big opportunity.
This is Mecca in an academic sense.
After the attacks of 9/11, there was a big crackdown on issuing visas. There were multiple security checks put in place, measures such as requiring people in foreign countries to travel, some cases long distances, to a consulate to apply in person for a visa. It slowed down the process a lot. There was one survey that said the number of graduate studies applicants from China alone dropped 45%. I believe that was last academic year. Now, the State Department says there's turning a corner, and they hope that this is all going to be improved. But what impact have you seen maybe in Tennessee?
Well, I've seen it not just in Tennessee, but in my conversations with universities and our research labs around the country. For example, I mentioned that there are 25,000 foreign visitors to our 12 research labs, like the Oak Ridge National Laboratory.
Which is part of the Department of Energy.
Part of the Department of Energy. Three of those researchers from overseas went to Canada for part of a conference, and they were stuck there for 6 months. They couldn't get back. Student visas, the average wait for those became 77 days right after 9/11. And then you add to that the fact that India and China and other countries are looking at us Americans and saying, wait a minute here, you're just 5 or 6% of the people and you got a third of the money. We're smart as you are. So they've begun to improve their universities, keep their bright students home, give them scholarships. And you add that to the hassle of coming to the United States and you potentially create a real big problem for us in our pocketbooks.
You mentioned more than 500,000 foreign students studying here. Do you know how many then stay and make their careers here?
I don't know how many. In fact, there's an irony here. For a student from overseas to come here to get a student visa, that student has to say that he or she doesn't intend to stay here. And in fact, it's in our interest if many of them do stay here. So one of the things we need to look at as a Congress is whether we want to modify the rule that requires foreigners to claim they don't want to stay in the United States if they come here.
Isn't there also value if they take the American education and go home?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, the most effective dollars we've ever spent on foreign aid has been to educate students here and let them go home. The new finance minister in the Palestinian Authority, who's cleaning up that country now that Yasser Arafat is dead, is American educated. A new Sunni speaker was elected in Iraq. He was educated at two universities in the United States. Former President Cardoso of Brazil visited with some of the senators not long ago, and someone asked, what will you take back to Brazil when you go home about your stay in the United States for the last 6 months? He said, the modern American university. There's nothing like it in the world. So we have that great asset. I'm just saying we should recognize it and use it.
Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, thank you.
Thank you.